1 Corinthians 12:1 to 11. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit of utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All of these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Heidi. Hopefully, yeah, there we go. The subject matter today was exactly the same as last week. Now, some of you will be at an advantage over me because I was in France last week, so I have no idea what Simon spoke of. But if I say anything which is a contradiction of what Simon said, believe Simon. He knows a lot more than me. And if I just say the same things, enjoy the coffee. But as we just heard, there are many gifts of the Spirit, and some of them were listed, and there's a list up there of other ones that are mentioned in the New Testament. Now, normally on these cafe services, we give out some questions at the end, which everyone ignores, and talks about whether or not England are going to win this afternoon. So I thought I'd ask a couple of questions as we go along. And I don't want you to be shy, very quick, hands up. So first question is, who gets to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Is it those that need them, those that ask, those who are good? Come on, quickly. Everyone. Okay. Yeah, good. Next slide. The Holy Spirit gives to each believer at least one spiritual gift. Now, I think most people in this room would be believers. That means, by definition, that every person in this room has a spiritual gift. And it's about understanding what yours is and what mine is. So it's important to know that everyone here has a spiritual gift. And I go back to that list. And we heard, you know, to one person, wise advice. I'm not going to use that word utterance that Heidi enjoyed. Special knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment, speaking in tongues, interpretation. And there's a whole load of other ones that are mentioned here. Kindness, love, peace, all gifts of the Holy Spirit to us, and many varieties. So the second question is, why does God give us the gifts of the Spirit? What's the reason? Is it to make us feel good about ourselves, to have some form of confidence or confirmation that we've been saved and have been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Why do we think God gives gifts? Kofi. To build the church, that's right. I came across this quote that says, since the miracle of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit has been giving to all believers to enable them to carry out the wide variety of ministries God calls them to. So that feels to me like the purpose that God grants gifts of the Holy Spirit to enable us to carry out our ministries. And I found another quote which said, and I'll read it, from the beginning, Paul reminds the Corinthian believers that they exist, not just a group of people who come together once a week, but as a church of God. And then the M&S advert, not just any church of God, but the church of God that's in Corinth. God has called them together in Christ to live and serve in a specific city with its own historical and cultural context that generally pays little attention to God, the call of Christ, or the richness of life in the Spirit. Paul calls on them to bring their distinctive identity and purpose to full expression right there where they meet together and live. So I've changed the words a little bit and I'm going to read it again. It's a little bit cut out, but first, from the beginning, we are reminded that the Leitch cum Saltney, which is always an old-fashioned way of saying Leitch and Saltney, believers exist, not just as a group of people who come together once a week, but as a church of God. And not just any church of God, but the church of God that's in Leitch cum Saltney. God has called us together in Christ to live and serve in Chester, with his own historical and cultural context that generally pays little attention to God, the call of Christ, or the richness of life in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit calls on us to bring our distinctive identity and purpose to full expression right here where we meet together and live. And if you look at the historical and cultural background of Chester, it's largely been a city that's been invaded. It was invaded by the Romans, the Vikings, the Normans, so lots of influences, not very Christian ones. And if you're out in town on a Saturday night, you'll see quite a few influences around that perhaps lack godliness. So we are called to be Christ in this city. And the next verse after the reading talks about the fact we're all different, but baptized into one body. We together make up the body of Christ here in Leitch and Saltney. And the Holy Spirit is calling on us to bring our distinctive identity and purpose to full expression right here where we meet together and where we live. And we all have our part to play in that. We're each essential to the mission of bringing purpose and identity. And when one part of the body doesn't function, the whole body suffers. Now, as a fella, I obviously get injuries worse than females by quite a considerable way. And I've got a sore knee. Jan probably doesn't know that. I don't think I've mentioned it many times recently, only every day, several times. But it hurts. It's going to get better, but it hurts. And if one part of the body is hurting, then the whole body feels it, because all you think about is that bit that's not working. You don't think about the 98% that's working quite well. And so it is with our body. If one bit of this body here in St. Mark's isn't working, we reduce amazingly the effectiveness of the church here in Leitch and Saltney. And we have a diverse parish. We've got the newbies up in King's Moat. We've got the traditional community in Leitch. We've got Westminster Park. And then we have some representatives of the posh park, Curzon Park. So we have a diverse diocese. And each bit needs something different. we are trying to show the distinctive purpose of the message of Christ and the hope that he brings in all these different communities within this one diocese. And here are some of the things that are going on. The Scouts, the Anything Art, the Love Lache, which is in a few weeks' time, and Hawthorne House. These are all activities, but they only work if they're empowered by the Holy Spirit and we use the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us to do that work. If we try and do it ourselves, it would be non-effective. So, my closing question. We know we all have a gift. It says we all have a gift. Every one of you has a gift. Unfortunately, mine's often been the gift of the gab, but so everybody has a gift. And the question is, are you leaving the gift in the box and cherishing it but never opening it and never using it? Or do you undo the box and let it unleash the power that's within that box, within that gift? And if you do, God will use you in this place. Thank you.